Well, it's a quiet Wednesday morning here in South Liverpool. I'm about to undertake another mode of transport into work. It's lovely and comfy. It may not be the cheapest of all, but I tell you what, I feel it's the safest as well. So I'm going to pick up my keys and I'm going to start my old car, my old shebang, as they say. They are, it started first time. I'm going to go from South Liverpool. I'm going to go down the Egbeth Road, then down past Otispool, and let's see how long it takes me. It's time coming up now to 8:26. I reckon I should be in the car park by about 8:55. And, well, let's just see how quickly I can do it. About a quarter of the way on my commute in my car. This is one of the problems. This woman's trying to turn right now, and there's no right turn. She doesn't understand. Stupid woman! What are you doing? And it's holding up the rest of us. And we've... there are people who... Well, let's not put too soft a lining on this. Don't know how to drive properly. It's like going on the motorways at the weekend, isn't it? It's a nightmare. Anyway, she's gone. I'm turning the opposite direction. I'm doing a legal left turn. Oh, and I've just about got the lights. Oh, ho, ho, ho. If I'd have lost the lights again, I'd have gone absolutely mad. But we're on our way once again into work. But I've stopped off actually about two-thirds of the way on my journey because I wanted to get myself a racing post. And that's another, I think, massive plus about coming in your own car. It's the convenience of being able to stop off to get things that you couldn't do if you went maybe bus, if you went train, which you'd spend too much time then waiting for another bus or a train. But I'm able to do this at the moment. So I'm going to pop in, I'm going to get my racing post, I'm going to get back in the car and continue my way to City Towers. And I'm have to actually change the way I come in. I've had to change the route because it is desperately, desperately busy. And that's another thing you can't do on the bus, is it? If the bus gets stuck in a jam or anywhere, it's got to stick to the same route. So I'm going to change route now. I reckon it's going to save me about 5 or 6 minutes because this horrific traffic jam. Isn't that just typical? Isn't that just typical? I've changed route and the lights have turned red on me straight away. Okay, so I've arrived in the car park. I don't believe it. I've missed my ETA by 1 minute. It's now 9:04 on this Wednesday morning, so I'm a little bit peeved about that. Good things, lovely and comfortable. I love my little car. It's got my own little foibles in here. It's messy. It's got my smell in it. Because you know what the biggest plus of all is? It's the convenience factor. It's the big C, it's the convenience factor. And I can take loads of stuff in my car that I wouldn't be able to carry with me on the train or the bus.